Consultation note for Michael Mater, M-A-T-E-R, July 1st, 54. Addresses a letter to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, 775-6472. Dear Dr. Ball, a consultation for Mr. Mater with a recent abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with a wife. Consultation done in person. Few months back, a significant rise of creatinine. Since then, however, kidney function appears improved. He has underlying smoker COPD changes. Weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena. Has enlargement of the prostate, taking Flomax, F-L-O-M-A-X, with significant improvement of frequency urgency, presently no incontinence, nocturia, cloudiness of blood, has edema bilateral lower extremities, he has prior bariatric surgery, denies abdominal discomfort, he has weakness of lower extremities, spinal stenosis, they are talking about surgery on the next few weeks at Bay City. Denies recent chest pain palpitations. He has chronic back pain, osteoarthritis of the hips. There has been some coughing up blood, which is not new. Excuse me, coughing up blood. Small amounts within the last 6 months that needs to be further evaluated. Otherwise, review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for a smoker, COPD, obesity, enlargement of the prostate, diabetes, hypertension, prior coronary artery disease, three stenting, 2016. They are not aware of congestive heart failure, no arrhythmia pacemaker, no rheumatic fever, endocarditis or heart murmurs, no TIAs or a stroke, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no prior kidney abnormalities, denies a stone scout liver disease. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, gastric sleeve, lost 60 pounds, but since then 20 recovered back, a net of 40 pound weight loss. Right-sided total knee replacement, left-sided knee scope, right foot sounds like arthrodesis, prior spermatocele repair, colonic polyps removed, coronary artery three stents. Next paragraph, allergic to tape and latex. Next paragraph, start smoking age 24, 1 to 1.5 packs per day, discontinued 2017. Next number, prior heavy alcohol abuse, not in the recent past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, medications include Flomax, Nurantin, Actos, Lisinopril, HCTC, Bumex, Prilosec, Metformin, Lipitor, Toprol, Pepsi, Proscar. Aspirin, vitamins, denies anti-inflammatory agents, does take albuterol, can be vent. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, present weight 225. He's alert orientation 3, tall, large, obese person, hard of hearing, blood pressure 110-64 on the right, 110-62 on the left. No eye changes, no nystagmus, normal eye movements. For the most part, no RAL wheezes, consolidation, pleural effusion. No gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no palpable liver spleen masses ascites. There is obesity of the abdomen. Pulses are decreased throughout. Evidence of peripheral vascular disease. Some distal cyanosis. No ischemic changes, gangrene. 2+ edema left more than right. Prior right side knee replacement. Besides decreased hearing, no other cranial nerve abnormalities. He's able to stand up, walk, get in and out of the examining table. Next paragraph. recent creatinine as high as 2.2, but since then creatinine improved to 2, and right now from January 1.5. Before all this was between 1.1 and 1.3. Sodium, potassium, acid base is normal, calcium, albumin, phosphorus normal, PTH not elevated, GFR 46 is stage 3. No albumin in the urine, anemia 12.1, normal white blood cell platelets, MCV 99, no blood protein in the urine, 100 of glucose. June last year, creatinine 1.3, 1.1. There is a kidney ultrasound, normal size, 11.3 on the right, 11.6 on the left, without obstruction, stone or masses. Bilateral simple cyst, post void 137. An echocardiogram a year ago, March 2021, normal ejection fraction 64%. No significant valve abnormalities, no major enlargement of chambers, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure is not clear the etiology. He denies any gastrointestinal losses on new medications or anti-inflammatory agents. He's been taking all along pressing medications. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. He has diabetes. He cannot tell me A1C, but apparently fair to poor control over the years. Blood pressure appears to be in the low side, but not symptomatic. He does have peripheral vascular disease, but nothing to suggest renal artery stenosis. We are going to monitor chemistries. I will not oppose the upcoming back surgery, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. I did not change any of the medications today. He needs a workup for this recent hemoptysis. A minimum of chest rate, probably more a CAT scan. Only to discuss at length with the patient and wife. End of dictation.